Fazit.
Radiokunst im Aufnahmezustand. Sechste Staffel.
Seit Beginn der Corona-Krise hängt Johanna Benz am Telefon. Eine App verbindet sie nach dem Zufallsprinzip mit Gesprächspartnern in aller Welt. Heute eine neue Folge, die Phase 3. Home.
Staffel 6. Worldwide Chat.
Good morning. You're connected to the breakfast telephone line. What is a trick or method you use to make your own breakfast? Please hold while we connect you to your partner.
This isn't communism or socialism or fascism. We are not a totalitarian society. We are a constitutional republic.
I'm not scared about the disease. I'm scared about the disruption.
It becomes the new normal now.
Phase 3. Home. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Is this Ben? Like B-I-N?
Hi, this is Johanna from Germany.
I'm in Detroit.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm from Russia.
From what I hear, there is a level of panic, and that's what annoys me, that's what scares me. I'm not scared of the disease as more as people's behavior.
It's really, really strange in Russia, because I look at other countries, and the government giving instructions, but our government is really quiet, and they're oh, it's all right, we don't have sick people here. That's strange, I guess. On the map, the Russia was blank.
Die Regierung tat lange so, als gäbe es das Virus bei uns in Russland nicht. Viele bekamen die Diagnose Lungenentzündung.
So I guess that's why the cases were really low. The number of cases.
We are committing suicide in order to prevent ourselves from getting sick.
Die Amerikaner machen mich fertig.
Yeah, Americans are weird. They love their guns. They obsessed with their freedoms. Some of the arguments against this quarantine thing, it's because it's their freedom. No one can tell them what to do.
Es geht ihnen immer um Freiheit. Vor allem die Freiheit, Waffen zu besitzen.
The government can't force them to stay home because it's their fucking freedom. It's their personal freedom. They wanna buy guns in case someone forced them to do anything. They will shoot them. A white person holding a gun would not be considered a thug, but a black person holding a gun is a gangster or a thug or a criminal.
Ein Schwarzer mit Waffe ist ein Gangster. Ein Muslim mit Waffe ist ein Terrorist.
And then a Muslim-looking person will be a terrorist. But if it's a white person, it's free and bravery.
Und ein Weißer mit Waffe kämpft für seine Freiheit.
So I see a lot of people complaining about it's getting crazy or it's insane or I'm getting bored or I'm worried about businesses. And it's so insensitive and so ignorant and out of touch with what's going on. So I hope they go crazy and start shooting each other.
Ich sehe es kommen, dass sie aufeinander schießen. Aber bitte nicht in meiner Nachbarschaft.
In Moscow, everything life is normal, but there was a protest against the changes to the constitution.
Proteste gegen die Verfassungsänderungen wurden niedergeschlagen, wegen der Virusgefahr. Und gleichzeitig waren Museen offen.
I
moved in a weird time in this country, and now country is going through a lot of weird things, and I'm thinking more and more about whether I should reconsider and think about my place and here in the United States as an immigrant, because I moved from Saudi Arabia by myself. I don't have family in Detroit.
Ich frag mich, was ich als Immigrant hier noch verloren habe.
Doesn't really feel like home.
Ich frage mich, ob sich in diesem Land noch irgendwann mal was ändert.
Radiokunst im Aufnahmezustand, Staffel 6, Worldwide Chat von Johanna Benz.